I would provide a brief update since the publication of the Secretary General's report before you, as well as key recommendations contained therein on the way forward regarding UNISFA and JBVMM. The continued partnership between Sudan and South Sudan, notwithstanding the recent change of government in Khartoum, presents a unique opportunity to move the political process forward on the border issues. Further to the reciprocal visits of President Salva Kiir and Prime Minister Abdullah Hamdok to their respective capitals in the past 2 months, Juba has hosted peace talks between the Sudanese Transitional Authority and armed opposition groups since the 14th of October. On the 21st of October, the negotiating parties signed a political agreement inclusive of a renewed ceasefire. The delegation of the Security Council also met President Kiir and Riek Machar in Juba a few days ago in support of the implementation of the revitalized agreement on the resolution of the conflict in South Sudan, which Sudan is a guarantor of. Building on this momentum, we have seen some positive steps with regard to the border arrangements. South Sudan and Sudan have convened two ordinary sessions of the Joint Political and Security Mechanism, JPSM, on the 2nd and 13th of October, respectively, in Juba. Both parties reaffirmed their commitment to the implementation of the 27th of September 2012 agreement, as well as to inter alia withdraw all the forces, including the Sudan's People Liberation Movement Army and opposition, from the Safe Demilitarized Border Zone, SDBZ, with immediate effect, set up border crossing corridors, reopen the Kostirank River and the Mehram Awel road corridors, and establish customs and immigration posts. The JPSM also urged UNISFA to accelerate the opening of sector headquarters in Malakal and Buram. In addition, from the 11th to the 13th of October, the ad hoc committee for the disputed 14-mile area visited the JBVMM sector headquarters in Gokmashar and its team site at As Sumaya War Abar to assess the redeployment of forces and the opening of the El Mehram Awel border crossing. The 14-mile ad hoc committee is to hold one more meeting before the next JPSM meeting in Khartoum, scheduled to take place on the 4th of December. Mr. President, meanwhile, these positive developments have not been extended to the settlement of the final status of ABA. No meetings of the ABA Joint Oversight Committee has taken place since November 2017. No progress has been made in the establishment of joint governance institutions, including the police, the court, and the corrections either. While the government of Sudan has indicated willingness to participate in a joint planning exercise for the establishment of the Abyei Police Service, South Sudan has not responded to such an initiative. This is of paramount concern since the general security situation in Abyei remains fragile, with persisting intercommunal tensions and increasing criminality and the sporadic presence of armed elements in the area. The Alternative Local Security Response Mechanism, the Community Protection Committees, CPCs, continue to suffer from a lack of logistical, administrative, and financial resources. Mr. President, in accordance with paragraph 34 in Resolution 2469, the Secretariat conducted an assessment mission in conjunction with the Military and Police Capability Study in August and September 2019. The overall objectives of these exercises were to assess the capacity of UNISFA to implement its mandate and support for the JBVMM and propose recommendations regarding its structure, capabilities, and posture to fulfill all mandated tasks based on the current and projected security situation. With respect to UNISFA's support to the JBVMM, in light of the recent efforts taken by Sudan and South Sudan on border issues, we welcome the decision of the Security Council to allow the one-month technical rollover until the 15th of November of this year. Further, in his letter to the Security Council, dated 20th of September 2019, the Secretary General has proposed a six-month extension of UNISFA's support to the JBVMM. The JBVMM plays an important role as a monitoring and confidence-building measure between the parties. We stand ready to make all efforts to reach the full operating capability of the JBVMM, provided that the two countries abide by their commitment to implement the outcomes of these border management discussions. As for the reconfiguration of UNISFA, the military and police capabilities studies have recommended that the mission should update its operational concept and improve its capabilities for peacekeeping intelligence and protection of civilians by readjusting its enablers. Specifically, the proposed actions include an upgrade on mobility with night flying assets, enhanced engineering and medical capacity, and the deployment of personnel with appropriate skills. The new operational concept is expected to take 6 months to implement. Informed by these recommendations, the two options presented to the Council include the one to comply with the reduction set out by Resolution 2469, and another seeking to postpone the second phase of the reduction involving 295 troops until the end of the dry season in April 2020. The second option would be preferable as it provides UNISFA with sufficient force to fulfill its mandate, taking into account the recent security and political developments on the ground. In any event, further efforts will be made to implement the police-related provisions of Resolution 2469, including the deployment of at least one formed police unit and 140 individual police officers by January 2020. The review mission also stressed an urgent need to deploy civilian personnel with expertise on political and civil affairs in the mission headquarters, the JBVMM headquarters, and the liaison offices in Khartoum, Juba, and Addis Abeba. A small office should also be established under the community liaison office to focus on criminality, justice, and detention issues. As for the request from the Council to appoint a civilian deputy head of mission for UNISFA, Sudan maintains its objection on the grounds that such an appointment would be inconsistent with the 2011 agreement. Mr. President, we witnessed an unprecedented opportunity to resolve the border-related issues between Sudan and South Sudan. Both countries have never been closer to achieving sustainable peace with each other and with their armed oppositions as they continue to support respective peace processes. Building upon the recent positive developments in their bilateral relations, the two sides need to resume direct talks immediately to resolve outstanding provisions of their agreements in relation to the final status of Abyei and border issues. We continue to work closely with the African Union, particularly the AU High-Level Implementation Panel, in support of a political process between the two parties. In the meantime, UNISFA and JBVMM have continued to play a key role in stabilizing the security situation on the ground. Their presence has had a deterrence effect, filling the gap deriving from the absence of the former governance institutions and supporting community reconciliation and law and order efforts. In this context, the Secretary General has recommended that the role and capacity of UNISFA to engage in local mediation, provide political support for dialogue between the two parties, and fulfill protection-related tasks should be strengthened. At this critical juncture of transition in both countries, it is critical that the only international mechanism operating in the border area is equipped with an appropriate mandate, capabilities, and assets. This would also send a strong signal to the parties that the United Nations remain committed to maintaining stability in the area. In this regard, we seek the support of the Security Council for the Secretary General's recommendations, as set out in the report before you, and to extend the mandate of UNISFA and its support to the JBVMM by an additional period of 6 months. And I thank you, Mr. President.